Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today we are entering a new book in the New Testament, the book of 2 John, and we'll actually just be reading in 2 John for one day because it is a short book. Today is Sunday, October 18th. And that means that we're going to start with a new version of the Bible today. We'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. The elder to the chosen lady and her children, whom I love in truth, and not only I, but also all who know the truth. For the sake of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I am very glad to find some of your children walking in truth, just as we have received commandment to do from the Father. Now I ask you, lady, not as though I were writing to you a new commandment, but the one which we had from the beginning, that we love one another. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. This is the commandment, just as you have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. For many deceivers have gone out into the world. Those who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh. This is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch yourselves that you do not lose what we have accomplished, but that you may receive a full reward. Anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not give him a greeting. For the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deeds. Though I have many things to write to you, I do not want to do so with paper and ink. But I hope to come to you and speak face to face, so that your joy may be made full. The children of your chosen sister greet you. And from the Psalms today, we read from Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gathered from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert region. They did not find a way to an inhabited city. They were hungry and thirsty. Their soul fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distresses. He led them also by a straight way to go to an inhabited city. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. For he has satisfied the thirsty soul, and the hungry soul he has filled with what is good. There were those who dwelt in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in misery and chains, because they had rebelled against the word of God and spurned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, he humbled their heart with labor. They stumbled, and there was none to help. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and broke their bands apart. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. for he has shattered gates of bronze and cut bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their rebellious way and because of their iniquities, were afflicted. Their soul abhorred all kinds of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. He saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his loving kindness and for his wonders to the sons of men. Let them also offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his works with joyful singing. And now we're going to turn over to the Old Testament reading in 2 Kings chapter 8, and we pick up in the middle of the chapter. We'll start reading in verse 16 and go through the end of the chapter. Now in the fifth year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Jehoshaphat being then the king of Judah, Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, became king. He was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done. For the daughter of Ahab became his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. However, the Lord was not willing to destroy Judah for the sake of David, his servant, since he had promised him to give a lamp to him through his sons always. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves. Then Joram crossed over at Zair, and all his chariots with him. And he arose by night and struck the Edomites, who had surrounded him, and the captains of their chariots. But his army fled to their tents. So Edom revolted against Judah to this day. Then Libna revolted at the same time. The rest of the acts of Joram and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Joram slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And Ahaziah, his son, became king in his place. In the 12th year of Joram, the son of Ahab, king of Israel, Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, began to reign. Ahaziah was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Athaliah, the granddaughter of Omri, king of Israel. He walked in the way of the house of Ahab and did evil in the sight of the Lord, like the house of Ahab had done, because he was the son-in-law of the house of Ahab. Then he went with Joram, the son of Ahab, to war against Hazael, king of Aram, at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Arameans wounded Joram. So King Joram returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which the Arameans had inflicted on him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael, king of Aram. Then Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Joram, the son of Ahab, in Jezreel, because he was sick. In today's reading in 2 Kings chapter 8, it can be kind of confusing, and I just wanted to give a little commentary. First is mentioned the king of Israel, Joram, who is the son of Ahab. But then the section is talking about Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, who is king over Judah. Now, the tricky portion comes when we get down in verse 21 and it reverts back to the name Joram, and we think, oh, he's talking about the king of Israel. But as you read on, you realize that he's actually talking about the king of Judah. And so what's going on there is that Joram and Jehoram are actually the same name, kind of like Rick and Ricky, I would think. And so if you hear the word Joram, you kind of have to give a double take and say, okay, are we talking about the king of Israel, which is the northern kingdom? Or are we talking about the king of Judah, which is the southern kingdom? And then when we get into Ahaziah, the king in Judah, there's also a connect with the kings of Israel because he marries into the line of Ahab. So this might be a passage that we need to go back and reread or re-listen to just to kind of get our bearings a little better. But I thank you for continuing on in this journey as we read together, as we study together, and as we open ourselves to the instruction of God's Word. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your flock. Thank you, Lord, for Mountain Brook Baptist. Thank you, Lord, that we can call you our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Redeemer. We pray, Lord, that as we continue down this path of sanctification, that you would encourage us with joy and with peace. Lord, as we think about all the ways that we disappoint you and we go our own way, would you remind us that you have given us the power of Jesus Christ within us and that you are working to transform us? Would you remind us throughout the day of your Spirit's presence with us? Would you help us to be the people of Christ, to welcome others, to bless others, and to show others what it means to follow you? We love you, Lord, and we praise your holy name. And we pray all of this in Jesus, our Lord's name. Amen.